Joe, before you're cleared, do you have a love for God?
Check.
Time for God?
Check.
Is your Bible open?
Check.
Do you have no distractions?
Check.
Well, Joe, we are cleared for takeoff.
Heaven, how might this be my story? Heaven, how very soon I'll be gone. Heaven, how to my mansion in glory. When you hear the trumpet sound, I'm heaven bound.
Cleared for Takeoff is a preparatory program for your faith journey. And now, here is your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Clear for Takeoff. My name is Deacon Joe Montone. It's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. This past weekend, my friends, I was officially ordained as a deacon in the Diocese of Trenton, and thanks be to God for the opportunity to be here once again. And as we prepare for the seventh Sunday of Easter readings coming up, we're going to begin, as we always do, with our checklist. Number one, do you have time for God? Check. Is your heart wide open for God? Check. Is your Bible open? Check. And are you free of distractions? Check. And if you've answered yes to the four questions, once again, we are ready to engage in the Word of God. Let's go to our first reading from the book of Acts, chapter 7, verses 55 through 60. Stephen, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked up intently to heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And Stephen said, "Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they cried out in a loud voice, covered their ears, and rushed upon him together. They threw him out of the city and began to stone him. The witnesses laid down their cloaks at the feet of a young man named Saul. As they were stoning Stephen, he said, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he fell to his knees and cried out in a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in our first reading today, my friends, it says that Stephen was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he looked up intently to heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Stephen said, "Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But the people cried out in a loud voice. They covered their ears and rushed him together. And then they threw him out and began to stone him because of the message that he was delivering. And my friends, you and I will receive rejection like Stephen. We will be rejected because of the word that we deliver, the love of God that we deliver upon the heart and mind of other people, because not everyone is open to God's message. Not everyone has a heart for God. There are those cold hearts out there, and there are those who are ignorant of the word of God because they choose to be God. They want to be God and are unwilling to submit and to do it God's way. But you and I, my friends, as we share the love of God and the word of God and the peace of God, there will be those who are opposed to the message. But remember, we are in good company with our Lord Jesus Christ, who has rejected himself. So we can have peace with that in knowing that we are walking with the Lord. We are aligned with the Lord, and that we too will suffer rejection. Many years ago, Judge Roy Moore, the Alabama Chief Justice, was rejected because of his stance and position for the Ten Commandments in the courthouses. And he was removed because he chose to continue that position. And he lost the case and was taken out of position as the Alabama Chief Justice. And I just tell you that there will be people who are opposed to you and I because of our alliance with Jesus, because of our position on our faith and on the issues that are important to our Lord Jesus Christ. Not everyone will agree. Not everyone is a believer. There are those who are atheists, agnostics, those who are non-practicing Catholics or Christians, people who are ignorant to the word because they choose not to come along with our Lord's message of love, the message of the gospel. And it's powerful. But we will continue, my friends, to do what we have to do because we are called to do it. Let's go to our second reading now, which is from the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verses 12 to 14, 16 to 17, and 20. I, John, heard a voice saying to me, "Behold, I am coming soon. I bring with me the recompense I will give to each according to his deeds. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are they who wash their robes so as to have the right to the tree of life and enter the city through its gates. I, Jesus, sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, 'Come.' Let the hearer say, 'Come.' Let the one who thirsts come forward, and the one who wants it receive the gift of life-giving water. The one who gives this testimony says, 'Yes, I am coming soon.' Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in the book of Revelation today, my friends, it says that I, John, heard a voice saying to me, "Behold, I am coming soon. I bring with me the recompense I will give to each according to his deeds." And the recompense, my friends, is something God gives us to make amends for the loss or harm that we've suffered. So what deeds are you and I doing for the Lord? What have you lost because of your faith? What suffering have you endured, my friends? Let's take it one step at a time. What deeds are you and I doing for the Lord? The Lord says, "Whatever you do for the least of your brothers, you've done it for me. And for whatever you did not do for the least of your brothers, you didn't do it for me." So there's two sides to that, but God calls for the delivery of recompense here. He says, "I bring with me the recompense I will give to each according to his deeds." So what deeds are we doing today? Are we involved in good deeds or bad deeds? Community service? Are we feeding the poor? Helping to clothe people who have no clothes? Feeding the hungry? Are we visiting those in prison? Are we listening to people who are in need of a soft ear because they're lonely? Are we visiting those in the hospitals? Or are we visiting our own grandparents in nursing homes? What deeds are we doing, my friends, that God calls for recompense? And what have we suffered? I remember many years ago, my grandmother, who had diabetes for many years, suffered the loss of her leg. And we were all there the night she had that surgery. And it was a tough night because she knew she would lose her leg. And after the surgery, she lived for 9 years with a prosthesis. And I watched her very often strap that prosthesis on and go about her day. What suffering have you endured, my friends? Because of our faith? Because of the sharing of our faith? Or other things, medical issues, the loss of a loved one? What suffering have you endured? In our family, diabetes is very prominent. And my uncle Alphonse suffered 2 amputations for both legs, 1 year after the next. And he said that this is my destiny, Joey. What can I do? They're going to take my leg. There's nothing I can do about it. Being a great spirit and a great believer, a man with a great sense of humor, he said to me, he said, you know, even though they took my leg, it's okay, because when I go to the doctor, they'll give me a 50% discount. And even under the strain of the loss of a limb, an amputation, Uncle Alphonse had the ability to laugh and to make people laugh, to turn the situation around. And when he lost his second leg, he said to me, you know, I'm doing okay. I'm walking with the walker and I'm getting around, moving forward. It's been 8 months since they took my second leg. He said, but you know, now that I've lost both legs, I have this great desire to go skydiving. I said, well, why is that, Uncle? It's because if I go skydiving, when I hit the ground, it won't hurt my feet. And he brought more laughter to the situation once again. And he said, if I decide to get married again and pull out, no one will ever think that I have cold feet. And we laughed once again. But he had the ability to laugh when times were tough, things were difficult. He had the ability to turn a situation from bad to good. And it carried many of the family members through the situation, especially his 2 daughters and his sisters. So we, my friends, will suffer situations through life, because life is filled with peace and moments of difficulty that arise out of nowhere and sometimes develop into hard times. And we try to get that peace back, and through a good sense of humor, we can try to make that happen once again. But thank God for Uncle Alphonse and his sense of humor, which was able to carry people through a difficult time. But my friends, the Lord's word says today that Jesus says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. So it all starts with the Lord Jesus Christ, and it all ends with Jesus. Where is your faith today? Is it cold? Is it warm? Is it hot? Or are you on fire for the Lord, living within the grace of God? because the Father has called you. No one can move closer to the Lord in a relationship unless the Father has called him, the Word of God says. But where are you and I in our faith? Is our faith cold, warm, hot, or are we on fire for the Lord? Think about it. Many years ago, there was a man who lived on death row who called Holy Spirit Radio looking for someone to come visit him. And he asked for someone who was on fire for the Lord because he was being persecuted by Muslims in prison. But I just tell you, that opened the door to an opportunity to touch the heart and mind of that individual, and God put me into that project for almost 3 years, visiting with a man on death row who was convicted of 4 homicides. And it came through Holy Spirit Radio. And so today, many years later, we have prison ministry and 2 radio programs. One called Finding God in Prison and the other one called Clear for Takeoff. But through this radio station, God has blessed us with the ability to touch the hearts and minds of inmates in prison, people in hospitals, people who are blind and depend on the radio. And it's powerful. The Lord's Word goes on to say this: blessed are they who wash their robes so as to have the right to the tree of life and enter the city through its gates. And he refers to the washing of robes, your robe, the cleansing of your sin. And this is what God calls us to cleanse ourselves, to start anew, and to wash our robes and to clean ourselves of sin, to omit sin, to eliminate it. Ask God for forgiveness and change your ways. And God always forgives. He says in the Our Father prayer, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And very often, we are doing things that we do not understand completely and put ourselves into a sinful state, out of the grace of God, isolated from God for a temporary period of time. But God calls us to come back through forgiveness. What is the number one change that you and I need to make today, my friends? What is the number one habit that you and I have that needs to be eliminated? Think of yourself objectively now. This is between you and God. Is your faith cold? Non-existent? Is it warm? Is God real to you? Is your faith just an obligation, 1 hour a week? Or do we speak about God often at the dinner table, the breakfast table, say night prayers, pray the rosary, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, prayer from the heart? Do we go to church on time on Sundays? Are we daily mass goers? Where is your faith? Is it cold, warm, hot? Or are you on fire for the Lord, which is where we want to be, my friends, with great passion, zeal, and enthusiasm for our Lord Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven? That is where we want to be. And it takes time, because faith is a journey. It takes time, and God does not want lip service. He calls us to a greater relationship, a beautiful, loving relationship, honest, sincere, respectful, where we have deep reverence for Christ and our church. He calls us to be accountable in word and action, and not hypocrites, where we hear the word and we do the opposite. And we've all been there. We've all made those mistakes. No one is exempt. But we gain wisdom through our mistakes and other people's mistakes, and we learn to go forward one day at a time, making changes. What is the number one change that you need to make? Do you have to give up alcohol, drinking, or curb your drinking habit? Are you addicted to opiates, methamphetamine, cocaine, crack cocaine, fentanyl? What is your addiction? Are you addicted to gambling? Addicted to sex? What is the number one change you need to make, my friends? Because God is calling us to raise the standard and to wash our robes, to get clean, to start anew with a clean heart, a clean slate, a clear mind where we have peace of mind instead of carry the heavy burden of doing things that are sinful, killing someone, stealing, committing adultery, slandering people, keeping God's word, my friends, in the commandments. Think about the number one change you have to make, my friends, and start making that change today. Let's go to our gospel reading. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. John chapter 17, verses 20 to 26. And here it is. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, I pray not only for them, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me, and I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one, as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me, and that you love them even as you loved me. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will make it known, that the love with which you loved me may be in them and I in them. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And in the Gospel of John today, my brothers and sisters, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, I pray not only for them, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so all may be one. So I pose the question to you and I, my friends, are you and I sharing the word of God to make an impact on other people? Are we sharing the love of God in the process? Because Jesus is praying for us and for those we speak to about Jesus. Who are those people? Our husbands and wives, our parents, our children, our neighbors, our extended family, our friends, and those we don't even know, but we come in contact with. Are we offering a glimpse of the love of God in conversation? Or are we reluctant to share? Are we embarrassed to share? Afraid to share? The word goes on to say, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. So, my friends, what does the world believe today? Because truly Christianity has been diminishing in many areas of Europe and different parts of the world. In the United States, we have a high percentage of Catholics who don't go to church today. High percentage of people who don't believe in the true presence of Christ in the Eucharist. We have a lot of different philosophies and beliefs that are spread throughout the news, throughout the television and radio. What do you believe? What can you and I do to impact the world in a positive way? Think about it. What does the world believe today? Sometimes it's actually unbelievable to see what people are selling today, trying to dismantle our faith, dismantle the church. And the word goes on to say, I am in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one. To perfection. So are we striving to be perfect in God's eyes, but not a perfectionist where we expect people to be perfect, because we are imperfect human beings. We are not machines, my friends, and even machines break down. But God says to strive for perfection as your Heavenly Father is perfect. We never get there, but we do the best we can. And we want to acknowledge that we should not be trying to expect perfection from our wives or husbands or our parents or our children, because we are sons and daughters of God. We are imperfect human beings. But as long as we're trying our best to do the right thing, in God's eyes, it's a good thing. Again, we are imperfect human beings. We are not God. We are second behind God. We must submit. We must redesign our lives to make sure that God is always first. And God calls us to do the right things. And here in the Word of God, the Word says that, Father, they are a gift to me, the Lord says. So Jesus acknowledges that the Father has given us to him as a gift. Let's make the most of that sentence. Let's be the best gift that we can to the Lord by upholding the Word of God, keeping the Word of God, sharing the peace of God, and doing it all within the love of God, touching the hearts and minds of other people. It's important, my friends, and remember, this is the Word of God coming from the Gospel of John. That's our show for today. My name is Deacon Joe Montone. Have a great day, and God bless you. We'll see you next time here at Holy Spirit Radio and Clear for Takeoff. God bless.
You have been listening to Cleared for Takeoff with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, a weekly preparatory program for your faith journey.